Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today we're going to talk about the Wright brothers. Oh, not the ones that flew. This was Robert Wright and his brother Thomas. Robert was born in Illinois in October 1851. His brother was born in September 1855 in Iowa. T.A. Wright married Elva Alice at Broken Bow, Nebraska. They had 10 children. The Wright family settled in Nebraska, where Josephine and Robert met and married. They had 10 children born in Nebraska and then one in Chelan. The wanderlust to go west hit Perry and his younger brother Thomas in 1889. The two of them rode to Chelan on horseback. Custer County, Nebraska, was where Thomas taught school and read law. He was never admitted to the bar because he didn't like the oath. He practiced law in the county, and finally he got disgusted and quit. In the year 1890, he came to Washington and settled at Chelan. They moved to the Wrightville area, which is near the Slide area. He took a claim on land 16 miles up lake with a fine stand of timber on it. He rafted down 40,000 feet of timber each on two rafts to the mill. They set out fruit trees on the place in the spring of 1891 and also a half acre of strawberries. They sold enough to buy all the groceries for the family, and there were lots of deer and grouse on the mountains, so they had plenty of meat and plenty of fish in the lake. One of the best things that Thomas ever did was help organize a high school in Chelan. Apples were picked, wrapped, and packed in wooden boxes in the orchard. They were loaded and transported 14 miles down lake to Chelan, taken by wagon to the Columbia River. Then the apples went downriver 33 miles to Wenatchee, then taken by rail to the various destinations. Robert always sold his crop independently, sending apples to Europe, England, Dakota, Minnesota, Illinois, Nebraska, California, and Vancouver, B.C. The Wright brothers had a 15-acre orchard and produced prize-winning apples. T.A. Wright is best remembered for his exceptional leadership in the fruit industry. T.A., as he was called, and his brother Robert brought home many prizes for the beautiful, outstanding crops of apples. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.